Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Join Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern as they explore ways to reverse chronic illness and achieve vibrant health. Your health is your only wealth, and together we can be better. Hashtag healthy you, wealthy you.
It's a beautiful good morning from the Chai FM studios. I'm Adel Kozilski.
And I'm Faggy Stern. Good morning.
And we're in for a bumper show, and we're really looking forward to having a really deep discussion around something that seems to be hurting a lot of us in today's generation. And that is that really, while we have almost every comfort, and I think that statistically we are a generation that has almost everything that our parents, grandparents, certainly great-grandparents did not have, we still are walking around, with a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a whole lot of stuff that seems to have become a malady today. And, you know, there's this banter backwards and forwards, like, is it just because we've got time to think now? Is it because of our environment? Is it because of what we're doing to ourselves? We're going to unpack all of that, and we would love for you to join our show. So we are going to bring on our guest, Ariella Crook. We've had her before. We're very super excited to have her again. She practices the holistic healing field known as emotion and body code. She works with women, with kids, with babies, and believe it or not, with pets, homes, and other possessions. No, this is not woo-woo. We're going to ask you to have an open mind. What she does is she helps release imbalances and blockages that underlie our struggles and our challenges. And what's wonderful is she integrates the timeless wisdom and healing tools of our Torah, and she helps us each gain a deeper insight into the unique meaning and purpose of our struggles, using them as a compass guiding them towards realigning with our essential self. Good morning, Ariella. Welcome to Chai FM.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back. So good to be here.
We're really, really happy to have you here. We are going to go for a quick break. It seems that we were running a little late on our scheduling. So we're going to go for that break, and then we are going to have I'm looking forward to a great chat.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern.
As mentioned in our introduction, we have Ariella Crook with us, and we are going to start with the main question, and that is, why is Western thinking killing us? Because we've got like a host of stuff that I don't even think people diagnosed before. Is it something that is new? Is it something we've always had? Over to you.
Right. I just wanted to add on to what you had introduced with that, you know, our generation and our era, we have access to so many things. We have things that our grandparents couldn't have dreamed would even exist. And yet we are the most depressed and the most anxious and the sickest. And like you say, everyone seems to be struggling with some sort of malady. So I had this question many, many, many years ago. If that's okay with you, I'd like to bring in a bit of my story because, you know, you also said, don't worry, this stuff's not woo-woo. And I think a lot of people think that it is. And the truth is, I was one of those people. I think people are shocked to hear that I have a postgraduate degree in marketing strategy. And I left the field because there wasn't enough research and evidence when people were, you know, creating, you know, a communication strategy to advertise their business. And I just couldn't handle businesses deciding to do things based on no evidence. Like, why are you doing a billboard? Why are you doing a radio advert? And so by nature, I'm a person who questions and doesn't want to do things without actual real evidence. And what's the meaning and what's the purpose? And where's the hard evidence for what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing? So coupled with that sort of fasty personality, I found myself being very drawn to trying to understand the deeper underpinnings of illness, of injury, of people's challenges. And this was very, very young. It came from You know, I have memories of like being a little girl and watching runners on the street or observing people walking in a shopping center. And I would get stuck on their bodies and how they would walk and how they would stand and their posture and how they would carry themselves and how what they say didn't seem to match the, and I didn't realize this at the time being a little girl, that I was getting deeper messages of what their body was actually saying. It wasn't matching. And so this led me on a journey to really go and question, well, why are these things showing up? Why? I don't know if you've either had this experience yourself or know people who've had this experience, how you can go from doctor to doctor to specialist to specialist. And if you ask enough questions at the end of the day, they eventually tell you, well, we don't know.
Yep.
You know, even if you say, oh, well, why do you have, I don't know, I'll just take this just because this is top of mind at the moment. Why do you have reflux? Oh, because of your microbiome or your IBS or twisted colon or whatever it might be. And then you would ask, well, why that? And they would say, oh, because there's chronic constipation. And you would keep questioning, why that? And eventually they would, I don't know, this is my experience with many different challenges. At the end of the day, they didn't know. And it was never a good enough answer for me. There has to be a way to know. Why is it fair to take that approach to life, to things, to our health, to our wellness, to our lives? Because we know that we're not placed in this world to suffer. And we're not here without meaning. Everything is meaning. Everything is purposeful. And so... All these sorts of factors really, really pushed me, even with all my kicking and screaming. Like I said, I was a skeptic of all this sort of thing. Pushed me to really delve into what is causing our problems. Why is everyone struggling with something? Why does someone have anxiety and the next person, you know, chronic back pain? And it doesn't matter what they try when it comes to medicine and I'm not at all knocking the Western medical perspective. It's limited. It's very limited. And so I started digging and digging and digging. And this is where I landed up for now. It was a very long story. I don't even know if I answered the question, but there's a lot more to us. And when you go and you look at, number one, the science around energy, around our bodies, things like, I can't remember the scientist's name, but her book is called Molecules of Emotion. I don't know if you've ever heard of that book. There are scientists proving the deeper layers to our physiology is emotional and mental and spiritual. There are so many other factors that are creating our health, however it is, creating our realities, creating our experience. And if we don't look into them, then A, our strategy to heal or to fix, to change is limited and incomplete.
So we're going to go for a little bit of a break. I just want to sum up, I think, two very important points that you've brought up in your introduction. And one is that I do agree with you that why also got me down a path of understanding the world in a much greater way. And again, it's something that we try to promote on this show, is that we're responsible for our health, and our health isn't only what you see is what you get. You might have a sore on your finger, but why have you got the sore on your finger? Because you cut it. And if you go back generally, you will find the root of diseases. And what we're going to discuss over here is sometimes the root is not always only the physical symptom that we see, but there's a narrative behind it. And so we try to encourage our listeners at all times to ask. I was speaking to somebody yesterday and she said, you know, my daughter's got X. I said, have you thought about Y? She goes, yes, that's probably why she's got that. I said, but you know that Y is caused by that. And we went down and she went, I wish somebody had told me. I've spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of rands, you know, lots and lots of doctors, and nobody's giving us that first why. And so we encourage people, and in the same breath, to say that this is not a program that knocks allopathic medication. There is a time, there is a place, it assists us. We are grateful for all those that are in the Western medicine field that assist us. But today, I think that it begs, even for those that are in Western medicine, and there is a growing community of what we call today holistic integrative doctors, that we are seen as a whole and a sum of many parts, as opposed to one thing, my arm is sore, and like your arm is completely disassociated with the rest of yourselves.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
We're having a conversation with Ariel Crook, and we are talking around a methodology called emotion code. Am I describing it right?
Yes, I use a tool. I always call it a tool because it's not the only tool, and it's not. And I think this is also what you were speaking on, that there is a place for everything. There's a place for Western medicine, and there's a place for surgery, and there's a place for medication, and there's a place for alternative therapies. There's a place. But a question I was always left with, and I was also offered this by so many of my clients, was, well, when does this end? I'm going to keep with therapies, and even if it is the alternative stuff, like, at what point is it enough? When do I stop? And this is where I really needed answers, because that was my question also. There must be a route. We know that we're created as limited bodies with a neshama. There is limitation to us, which means we're not open-ended. There must be an endpoint. And this is why I ended up bringing in and integrating the Torah aspect, not as something as additional to a really cool healing tool called the body code, but as the blueprint, because this is how we were created. You know, and this is the premise of life coaching. This is the premise of any modality that actually really creates real transformation for somebody, is nobody else, including doctors, including specialists, including your psychologist, including your alternative therapy healer, whatever you want to call them, nobody else has the answers, but you do. You have the answers. How do we know this? Because that is how our bodies have been created. We have a physical body with a blueprint placed inside of it.
Which you're calling the neshama. And for those who don't know what neshama is, the soul or the spirit, the soul, or exactly, however you want to name it.
The godly soul.
Well, or just the soul in general. Yeah, the soul in general, with all its levels and all its facets and all its magical superpowers. And that's exactly what it is. It does have magical superpowers. And this is really my passion, is, you know, someone can come to me for a body code healing session, and we would hopefully sort out the one issue, and then another issue comes, and another issue comes, another issue comes. And then you're like, oh, it's so cool that it fixed the sleep, but now you've got stomach issues. Oh, cool, now it fixed the stomach issues. At what point does it end? And this was my mission, was to find the root. What is the root of all of our pain, all of our anxiety, our depression, our physical illness, our whatever symptom you have? There has to be a root. And that root is told to us by Hashem. That's the wonderful part, is Hashem's told us exactly what we need to do to live an extraordinary life. We just don't think we're meant to take it literally.
So explain a little bit more then. Yes. So what is the basis of the emotion code, the body code? Like, how does it work?
How does the actual tool work?
So yeah, how does the tool work that you're able to access that end point?
Right. Amazing. So this is the premise of the body code, and I'm assuming most other energy healing modalities, is there is a part of us, and a very large part of us, called the subconscious mind, which is a database of everything we've ever experienced, everything we've ever felt, every memory, every belief system, every thought, every pathogen that's entered the body, every misalignment that's ever occurred. It's housed and stored in the part of our minds called the subconscious. And this tool enables us to bypass the conscious thinking brain and access that information in the subconscious mind. So when you learn to ask certain questions and in a certain way, you can actually gain access to the underlying causes of, well, what's causing my back pain? What's underlying the sleep issue? What? Because I've tried the sleeping pills and I've tried the physio and I've tried, and maybe it helped for a while and then I've came back. Or it helped, but it's still there. There are underlying reasons why something is manifesting, and the subconscious mind holds the information. So that's the first part. It's a tool that helps to gain access to that information. And then comes the crazy, kooky, woo-woo energy healing part where we actually release the imbalances or correct the misalignments or whatever needs to happen. The energy healing tool helps to realign that. How does it do that? It uses energy. Then we go to obviously a whole discussion of what's energy. In my bio, I put in brackets there. Yes, I work with women and kids and babies. I have worked on my husband's cell phone, which stopped working. It stopped working. His cell phone ended his life. And my husband's a very down-to-earth, sensible, logical CA. And he came to me and he said, "Come work your magic and fix my phone." And I did a healing session on the phone, and he walked back in and he called me a witch. He said, "You're a witch. My phone is working." And
Ariel, get ready for the
I'm
phone calls.
telling you, I've done it on my
Don't get ready
car.
for the
I've done it on my car. I've done it on our healing space, on our spaces, on our home, on our room. Why? Because everything is energy. Einstein said there is no matter. It's all energy. Light is energy. Colors are energy. Emotions are energy. We just experience them by feeling them. Thoughts are energy. We experience them by thinking them. Everything is energy. So if I understand that Hashem has created the world that way, and I understand how my body is then created and how things can then get stuck or trapped or thrown off course or whatever it might be, I just need to go in and see, well, what energy is there that shouldn't be? Can I move it out the way? Can I realign the liver, which is energy and vibrates at a certain frequency and it needs to vibrate at another? So can I manipulate energy to get it back in alignment so that it's doing what it knows how to do?
So the question then, and I listen, I definitely resonate with the theory. It's the basis of Hasidic teaching that actually everything is energy. Energy is slowed down. Anybody that knows any science, because I come from a science background also, any energy that slows down will eventually become physical. And so the table is holding energy as much as, the stone as much as us, and we're just all vibrating at different levels. And so if you had to really look at it through energetic glasses, everything is energy. But why is it that I can't sense the dis-ease or the displacement or that entrapment that you can? Is it because you actually learned a methodology, or is it because your soul is such, your brain is such that you can sense that energy naturally?
So I do think it's two parts. I happen to be a very sensitive individual who picks up things and can sometimes see things and sometimes hear things. And sometimes, right, there are people like that in the world who are ultra sensitive to those things. That is a factor. Another factor is, and this is the premise that I hold when people come to see me, or if anyone's experiencing any sort of problem, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, I mean this in a very heartfelt, I apply this to myself way too, because I'm not immune to life and struggles and pains and whatever, is that unless you have consciously gone in and dug into yourself and done real, real, real self-work, you can know with absolute certainty that you don't know yourself. End of sentence. If you have any sort of symptom, it is a message to yourself that you don't know yourself. Again, I said this not in an insulting way, We are continuous works in progress. Our entire lives until the day we die, we are meant to be developing and changing and transforming and becoming all the time. And so we'll get sent symptoms either from our body or challenges from Hashem or hardships in our lives. You know, I also don't use that word compass lightly. They are meant to be guides as a compass to tell you you're off course. Off course of what? Being aligned with your essential self. Your essential self being your soul, your neshama, your higher self, whatever word you connect with. If you are not on course with what you are meant to be doing in this world, then your body will tell you, or your life circumstances will tell you. So most of us panic and run to shut them down. We run to a pain med to take the headache away or the whatever, run to, and these things are good. You go for a massage to like release the pain in your shoulder. But if we don't consciously, this is my dream. It's my dream that no one would ever need a healer. You would never need someone like me.
This is our purpose in the world. Like, this is what we're here for, you know, to find the root causes and to heal our past traumas or whatever it is.
And that's why, you know, one of the first question you asked, why Western thinking is killing us. Because that is a very Western view of things where we just, let's put it this way. We've lost, or most of us have lost, a very natural Jewish way of seeing things. Meaning, I know that everything is purposeful. I'm not here to suffer. Suffering is not the purpose. There must be meaning. Oh, so let me go and delve into the meaning. Why is there suffering? Why are there symptoms? Why are there challenges? Because I am meant to uplift something. I'm meant to uplift the darkness. I'm meant to elevate. I'm meant to transform something because I'm a co-creator with Hashem in the world. These are the things he's told us. That's why I say, we don't take them literally. He said to us, he's given us the antidote quite literally. He said, make yourself holy, right? Make yourself holy for I am holy. And we're like, oh, that's beautiful. Move on. Where's my coffee? Or where's the next business meeting? Or, oh my gosh, I got to fetch my kid from school. They're vomiting. Make yourself holy. Oh, well, what does that mean? Yeah, good question. What does that mean? Does it mean pious? Well, we know a lot of pious people who aren't good people, or a lot of pious people who are sick or who have challenges or who, right? So it's, we need to have that sort of thinking, those sort of principles. That's what the Torah, for me at least, gives me. It gives principles. Hashem has told us how we're meant to live, what our purpose is here. And then we can take that and go and put it against my life and go, oh, wow, well, I'm suffering and I'm in pain and I have illness and I have challenges. Why is it not fitting? Why is it not fitting? Oh, wow, amazing, great question. Go look into it.
So the question is that most people don't have that level of consciousness or vibrational residency to actually answer that question themselves. They could come to a point and say, why is it that I'm in this difficult situation now, or this illness or whatever, fill in the blank. You know, is there...
But at the same time, the Western way of thinking is go to the doctor to find out what the...
It just says shut down. But I've got a headache.
The interesting thing is yesterday we were discussing, Ariel and I were discussing how there's certain elements of the way that we're thinking is that we want to be in control. Like, we want the answer, we want the medical, we want the pill, there's a limitation to that. And as much as we think that we're in control of every situation, the more out of control we are, and almost like the worse off we become. Whereas with the emotion code and the body code, you literally are going so much deeper and you're saying, okay, let me take a step back and understand really what the depth of this is.
What I'm saying is that you need an Ariel to assist you, because the majority of us, even if we recognize and we're going to say, okay, I get a headache every single day, you know, you can go blame it on whatever it is, but it must be a reason why I'm getting that headache. Well, I'm speaking generally for you know, I'm being the antagonist here. How am I supposed to know what my headache's telling me?
It's hard for a person to tap in themselves.
Not even that, even for someone who does have a COP and does have really great self-awareness, sometimes self-awareness is not enough to actually change what's going on. And so, yes, like you say, that is why there are all these healing modalities and all these sorts of things, because at the moment, we need someone outside of ourselves to be able to tap in. Same goes for me. Sometimes if I work on my kids and I still don't feel like I've got an answer, sometimes I will go to someone who is not connected, because I recognize that I have a blind spot because they're my kids. So, and that's what life coaching is for, and that's what therapy is for. And it's someone outside of me. You know, there's not for nothing that there's that verse that says a prisoner cannot take themselves out of prison. We do need an external. And I think we're just in a little stage, this is my personal opinion, a stage where we do need so-called healers, whatever you want to call them. For now, that's how I said it's my dream, that at some point you won't need someone like that. However many years ago, you know, people didn't run, they didn't run to a doctor. They would run to a Rebbe, they'd run to a sage and say, this is my ailment. And they would be able to tell you what mitzvah you need to take on or refine or whatever in order to correct the body part that was ill. They were literally able to do that. We're not on that level anymore. You know, Fagi, I like what you were saying, that we have to take agency for our lives. And most of us don't want to do that. It is much easier. It is much easier to take a pill or to go have the surgery and just cut the organ out altogether because it's causing me problems. I know someone that had their terrible, terrible stomach pain, turned out to be their gallbladder, had the gallbladder removed. A few months later, had gallbladder problems. And she was like, I don't have a gallbladder. Well, because you missed the point.
I'm just going to add, I had a problem with one of my organs. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I tried everything. I tried, obviously, conventional medication. I tried homeopathy, tried everything. And eventually they went and said, well, the only way to cure it is cut it out, right? And I remember that at that point in time, the homeopath, naturopath that I was dealing with, he said, I can't seem to correct it. He says, all I can tell you is that something is bothering you, and your body's trying to say something, and you've got one of two choices. He says, go cut out the organ, you know, do the surgery, you're going to get relief. But whatever's bothering you is going to find another organ, you're going to find that, or go and find it out. And I decided to give it one long shot, and I actually did, and I never had any surgery, and everything got completely healed. And that was kind of like the opening of, wow, you know, I did have the physical symptoms. Everybody recognized it. Even the homeopath tried to balance it and do whatever have you. And it was something far, far deeper that I had to recognize. It was very scary to go there. You know, and it took quite a few sessions for me to let go. But when I did, I mean, the results were amazing. We'd like to hear from you. Has anybody, you know, that's listening to this had the same experience? Are you still thinking that we woohoo? Love to hear from you. 34519 is our SMS line. 061-895-1019 is our WhatsApp numbers.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Fagi Stern.
Okay, well, let's try bring this bagashmiot into the physical world. I have a problem, a challenge, an illness, whatever it is that I have, and I come for a session with you. What are you going to do to me, or how does the session work? Talk us through it.
So this is why I love this sort of tool, because I use the tool to purely pick up what their body wants to tell us. There's no therapy. There's no me telling you what I think is going on with your body. Sometimes it comes through, and sometimes I share information, and sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's not. I like that I can be, as a practitioner, totally irrelevant in a person's healing journey. The goal is to pick up from your body's perspective what your body is saying is wrong. And that's why it's totally trustworthy. The things that come up for people, I could never make up. I could never create on my own. And over the years, when I've had my own skepticism, really every now and then I run to my husband and go, is this real? Does it work? I'm not sure. You know, because some clients will come to me and then I'll leave and I won't hear from them again, which is what I want. And then every now and then I'll get like a positive feedback and go, oh, wow, it actually helped you. That's unbelievable. But I love that I can totally trust the process because it's got nothing to do with me. The person shows up, says, this is what I'm experiencing. And without saying a word, we can use a tool that's developed by a lot of research and a lot of expertise and a lot of questioning by someone else, not me. I'm just trained in it. To read what the body is trying to say through the symptom. And then we go on a journey. We go on a series of sessions where we hopefully start picking up patterns and lessons and insights and meanings. Because for me, and this is why I brought in my personality in the beginning of the talk, was I want to know why. Why do you have a problem with that organ? Why is that showing up for you? The faggy next to you is not having that problem. She's maybe having something else. The symptoms showing up for you are so tailor-made and unique to you that it must be trying to tell you something. And so if you work long enough and you uncover the layers and you keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, you start getting a story, you start getting an insight, you start getting a theme, you start getting guidance from your own self, from your neshama, from your internal navigating system called your soul, called your higher self, called your whatever you want to call it. It starts to guide you. Well, it's showing up this way because this is actually what it means. It's not just, oh, you're off course. Now get back on course. I'm going to send you a problem. No, no, no. The problem's coming through in a certain way at a certain time, which is why all the questioning is important. Oh, is it this imbalance? Where's this imbalance from? What does it mean? Do we need to know more about it? Which is why it's called the body code. The imbalances come up and we decode them.
Do you ask those questions aloud in your mind? Like what happens to the patient or, well, I don't know, whatever you call them, patients or
yes.
whoever's come right. to you? Are they lying on a bed? And what is actually happening?
So the way I work is actually through distance healing, meaning just like you and I are sitting now over a computer, over a phone call, which is the most bizarre element for people when they do come to me. It's very hard for us to fathom. How does it work? How does it work? If you go into even just asking, well, how does this work? How are you sitting where you're sitting? And I can see you and hear you. But it's become so normal, we don't question it anymore. Mm. I actually do distance healing like this for now. And for the most part, the client sits passively. We just let go. We sit back. We release control, both of us, and go, okay, body, tell us what. We're here to let you speak. That's what it is. It's a space to allow the part of us that we can't access ourselves through conscious questioning. At least if I say to myself, oh, leg, why are you giving me problems? Personally, I've developed myself enough that sometimes I actually can hear the answer. And sometimes you need a tool to help us. That's why I say it's a tool. It's just a tool.
Are there some people that are like almost more open than others? Like some people are open to the healing and you can go even deeper, and others are kind of more, you know, set in their ways and in control and don't allow the healing?
It depends. I found that people who come to me in the first place are already open. Even if they're a little bit skeptical, they're still open. That being said, their body could be so blocked with stuff that even if they wish they could be open, even if they're so willing, they're still blocked. The imbalance coming up for me now is creative block, right? You so badly want to write the book. You so badly want to write the play or create the thing or whatever it is. You want to. The will's there. The desire is there. But you're blocked. So that's when you got to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and go, well, what's blocking you, even though you know what you want to do? Some people don't even know what they want. Some people don't even know, what does this mean? Why is this showing up? And we have to go that way around. And some people do. I know my shoulder pain always shows up at this certain time when I'm experiencing this sort of challenge. I know that it means X, and yet it's not going away. So it depends. Everybody's on a different level and everybody's connected in a different way. Some people are more sensitive.
It's interesting because I almost like, we are on radio and I almost like challenge people that do think that this is woo-woo and, you know, weird to try it out, because people that like in my lifetime that I've kind of passed on to either Ariel or onto like a body talk kind of modality, like the type of healing that they've had is really, you know, something incredible. And it's taken them so many years to find answers, or they've struggled for so long, and they really are the skeptical type, you know, and they have tried it out and they come back with like completely emotional, like almost like broken down. And it's like, okay, welcome to this, welcome to this world of ours, you know, that like you, there is so much you could do. And you know, the healing does, it goes so deep.
Yeah. I also just want to speak on, you know, those people who have gone for body talk or have tried the body code or have gone for reflexology and come back and said, it didn't work for me. Why didn't it work? And my answer is go do more. It's like, and I always use this analogy. If the doctor prescribed you an antibiotic for 7 days, are you going to take it for 1 day and expect it to work? No, that would be stupid, right? The doctor said, in order for it to work, we don't understand the workings of it and how it goes into the bloodstream and what needs that. We just trust the doctor, right? But he says, take it for 7 days. After 7 days, then you should be feeling better. Unfortunately, we're not always knowledgeable to how much of a healing thing do you need, because we don't know what the outcome's meant to be for that person.
I think I have to endorse that, because just back to my personal story on that organ that needed surgery, it didn't happen on the first, the second, the third, the fourth. I had a breakthrough on the sixth session, you know, and it was interesting, because now when I look back at it, like, why on the sixth session? And it was more what Faggy was saying, is that I don't want to relinquish control, because I am a very logical person. I sit on the same fence as your husband, you know, CA, like black and white, debit, credit, like this is the reality. And it was until I completely surrendered that there was a higher reality and allowed it to say whatever it was, not the narratives that were running around in my head, was when I actually had the breakthrough. So definitely, I think that
is... This is the theme of the show specifically, let go of that control.
Yeah, well, let go of control and just open your mind up to the way that you can enhance your health.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kazilski and Faggy Stern.
What I love about these conversations is that we could probably talk forever. And before you know it, boom, our time is up. So like my hope, and I think, again, the focus of our show is to open people's minds to just see beyond what you see and what you get. If somebody would like to get hold of you, Ariel, how could they?
I'm a simpleton. I'm not on any social media out of choice and proud of it. They can WhatsApp me. That's the best way. That's my medium.
Okay, simpleton. Would you like to give your WhatsApp number?
Or you could share it. I'm happy. Okay, my number is 071-326-2661. I do have a disclaimer. and this is just based on what you were saying earlier about how until you let go of control, were you actually able to see some sort of result? And this is the part of the healing journey that gets me giddy, because there's an interplay between, at least what I'm seeing, just if you don't mind me giving my two cents worth of your experience, but there's soul superpowers that Hashem's created our physical body with, which we call the spirit. So other people might be more familiar with the term chakra. That's the Eastern perspective, which is a central column of seven discs or wheels of energy. And when they get blocked or misaligned, it creates imbalance in the body. We go by something much more extensive and much deeper and much more exciting, because it gives us information about ourselves, which is the spherot, the system of the spherot. So what you ended up doing was you activated your soul power called Netzach, right? You persevered, you kept going and you kept going. For me, the way that came up was grit. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, which is what kept you going for session after session after session. And at the same time, which is why I call it an interplay, was its counterpart called Hod, which is letting go control, which is humility, meaning I am not in control of this. I'm just going to let go and see what happens, what will happen. And the interplay between those, the one actually sits in the right hip, the other sits in the left hip, often connected with our reproductive system, often connected with our physical legs, the buttocks, the muscles, and when you start seeing, oh my gosh, we can understand, Hashem's given us, and we can understand what's going on, how's it working, and then get information from it. It's just so exciting. And my message to your listeners is just take back your power. Stop handing it over to other people to fix you. Take back your power. Take agency for your life, for your well-being, and go and look into yourself. Go get to know yourself.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure. And thank you for encouraging us to have more open-mindedness. Thank you, Faggy.
Thank you, Adel.
Thank
you, Ariel.
And thank you, Chai FM. And please, God, we will be back same time, same place next week. Have a wonderful week ahead.